hang up just a few more days here, and I don't usually quit now. And so I don't drink one cup a day, and I'm gonna have. I decided I'm gonna have that cup a day. It takes just a pound a month, and I buy it.
Well, the price has been going down.
I got a pound yesterday for $3.19. That's too much.
Sure is. I thought I saw it going down to about $2.75.
Well, they got this on sale.
Oh.
I've been giving around $4 for it. Grenada, though, is the highest place in the Union. Ain't no place to beat Grenada.
Wonder why.
I don't know. You can get heat cheaper in Greenville.
That's strange. How do you like to drink your coffee?
Just straight. I don't put nothing in my coffee. Of course, I can't put nothing in it because they don't allow me to, you know.
Yes, ma'am. How do you like to fix your eggs?
Well, I fix them different ways. Sometimes I poach them, and sometimes I just put them in a pan and just barely get them done a little bit and eat them that way. Just different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Never do know which way I'm going to fix them when I start fixing them.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've gotten to where I don't eat too many now. Just once in a while I eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day I eat an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Browning told me to eat an egg every day. He said it gave you a lot of strength.
Yes, ma'am.
He said I needed that for strength.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't know. I've done eating something tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting tired of that bacon too.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what I'm going to switch to.
Mm-hmm.
Now this morning I got me a little bowl of cereal for me. Sometimes I do that. But he told me when I eat that cereal to leave off that bread.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call the two parts of an egg? You got
the yellow and the yolk?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever eat any other kind of meat besides bacon for breakfast?
I sometimes eat sausage.
Eat what?
Sausage.
I see.
I get them mild, real mild sausage and fry them and then just and take something and just mash them till I get all the grease out of them while I'm frying them, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then put them on a paper and try to get every bit of the grease out of it before I eat it.
Mm.
When I get so tired of bacon, I'll do that sometimes.
I see. Do you still have men that sell meat and nothing else?
I don't, not anywhere that I know of.
What do people used to call a person like that?
He sells all meat.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's a meat market man.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they do have places like that.
They ever call him a butcher?
I don't care because they ain't none to call. Unless they went to Grenada, you know.
What's that?
A butcher.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd have to go to Grenada, there ain't none out here. We just got a little old store up here, you know, he ain't got nothing in it.
Mm.
Only you just get niggas and dimes worth up there. And you don't want to do that, you can help yourself. But it's three prices.
Really?
You're forced to do that when you do that.
Mm. Where do you buy most of your food?
In Grenada.
Mm.
She gets all my groceries from me.
I see. How far away is Grenada?
It's just 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take no time to go up in there.
Is that a pretty good size town?
It's a nice town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there all my life, been going there all my life. And I like the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people there.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes you like a town to know people.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're not like Greenwood. They're friendly of people in the neighborhood. And they are in